All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. Time now for QB Quarter Of, brought to you by Impress Technology, an SBA certified hub zone solution provider and Dell Federal Partner. Take you back to the NFL draft, and all the lead up was not a great draft for quarterbacks, although we kept hearing names and ultimately guys who we thought might be first round picks fell in the draft, whether it was Desmond Ridder or a guy like Malik Willis, who at one point before the Commanders traded for Carson Wentz was a name thought to be interesting for the Commanders. And there were definitely fans who were like, yeah, we got to draft Malik Willis. Well, this out of the Titans training camp and OTAs, It appears Malik Willis projected to open the season as the Titans' number three quarterback.
And who's
so
their backup?
So they've got Ryan Tannehill, and people thought, well, then you got Malik Willis. Except they have a guy who was on the practice squad named Logan Woodside, who apparently is the number two right now, which tells you that Willis wasn't exactly killing it in OTA.
I believe he went to Toledo. I think he's a MAC conference kid.
Mm-hmm. Well, that was always the knock against Willis, right? Is that he had all the physical skills, right, and the arm talent, just needed more refinement.
Well done, Jason. He did go to Toledo.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Malik Willis not
side.
Ready.
Sorry,
people always
early.
Said it was going to be a couple years.
Still early, yeah.
Best
played
thing ever happened
Liberty.
To him was be a third-round pick and wait and just learn.
And who knows? He might beat Woodside out in the preseason. Never know.
Yeah.
You think out of the guys who were drafted, the top six guys, you think Pickett is the most likely to play early, but it appears all signs point to Mitch Trubisky starting the season as the starter for the Steelers.
Right.
Really?
Mark Caboli of TheAthletic.com was quoted as saying, it's difficult to imagine a scenario in which Mitch Trubisky doesn't begin the season as the starter, barring injury or horrendous performance of the camp in preseason.
Right.
So
I'm not
Pickett
surprised by that.
Is going to start as a backup. He was, what was he drafted, like 19th, something like that?
Yeah, somewhere in there.
Definitely in the first round.
Of the other guys.
He was drafted 20.
Okay, 20th.
Yep.
Of the other guys, do you think we're going to see any of these guys on the field?
You might see Ridder.
Ridder is behind Mariota.
Yeah.
In Atlanta.
I mean, who knows? Maybe Mariota plays great.
We just talked about Malik Willis. He's probably not going to see the field. Matt Corral.
Yeah, I mean.
Carolina. Now they still have Sam Darnold.
I think you'll see Corral. Darnold will just continue to flail.
Sam Howell, we're not going to see him here in Washington.
No, I think Carolina's just going to stick with Darnold. They're not going to make a move for a Mayfield or a Jimmy G or someone like that.
They don't seem to be in the mix for it, right? They've resisted it every turn. Now, maybe if they release him, they'll just pick him up.
We've talked a lot about Deshaun Watson getting sued. Well, now a lawsuit was filed against the Texans on Monday, claiming son of Watson's concerning behavior was reported to the team, but they didn't do anything about it.
Did nothing.
Well, I think that
according to the lawsuit, the owner of a massage therapy company called Genuine Touch, which partnered with the Texans, reported the team in 2020 that Watson was seeking out an unusually high number of massages from strangers on Instagram.
Right.
And they knew about it.
The owner of Genuine Touch, Jenny Hahn, allegedly told the Texans she was concerned Watson was putting himself in danger of contracting COVID or getting himself sued. The lawsuit also claims that employees describe sketchiness and attempts to push boundaries from Watson.
Doesn't that hearing start today? The Watson hearing, the NFL hearing starts today, doesn't it?
I mean, I think
that's all behind closed doors, right? I mean, we're not going to know anything about it.
Oh, no, but it starts today, though.
Yeah.
And I think the judge is Sue Robinson. I think that's her name.
Uh-huh.
I would think that we hear something on a suspension this week.
Says here, this does seem sketchy. The Texans knew, if you believe this is true, knew and then helped Watson set up NDAs with therapists to avoid any issues.
Yes, I remember reading
that. I mean,
that.
They just totally...
That's enabling.
Enabled Deshaun Watson to continue the behavior.
Mm-hmm.
It's sad.
Is it all going to go away soon?
Not soon. There might be a decision by the NFL. I think within the next couple
weeks.
Once
the suspension is handed down,
there'll be a suspension.
I mean, it just kind of goes away after that.
That'll go away except for the 4 to 6 remaining lawsuits.
Eventually, it does go away. I never thought the Michael Vick stuff would go away.
Or even,
in fact, I think I made a bet that he would
never play. It's almost blasphemous to bring it up at this point, but Kobe Bryant.
Yeah. The big Ben stuff, it all does kind of go away, right or wrong.
Do you think he's getting a year?
I don't know. I
would think minimum 8 games.
Hearing like an 8 game is kind of like a reasonable
compromise. I think Cleveland really
lucks
out at 8 games.
Yeah.
Jason Bishop, how do you rank your current NFC East quarterbacks?
Well, we talked
about Dak Prescott's 1.
Right. Well, Jones is at the bottom.
Daniel Jones.
For me.
Mm-hmm. He says.
I would put Wentz ahead of Jones. Wentz and Hurts. I think Hurts is going to have a good year.
I have Wentz above Hurts.
I know you do. I know.
And I have Jones last. And I give a nod to Dak.
Daniel Jones says, I think I have plenty of motivation. I feel I work hard. I've worked hard before, and I've always worked hard for myself and worked hard for my teammates. I don't think that changes, really. It is what it is, and I'll keep doing what I've been doing and improve and refine my process. He, though, was one of three guys that were top 10 picks in the 2019 NFL draft. Who didn't earn a fifth-year option.
Yeah, it's rare. Usually, those guys, it's a big deal for the team to get that option.
He's got 45 touchdowns, 29 interceptions.
Here's the
but
sick
where
thing.
Where he really gets killed is he's got 36 fumbles. And he's never won more than 5 games in a season.
The sick thing about Daniel Jones is very similar to Carson Wentz. He's played very well against
crushes Washington.
So my opinion of Daniel Jones is probably higher than the average person's. Because I've seen him play very well.
He said, the lack of success, it weighs on me a great deal.
Yeah.
It weighs on me heavy.
Weren't the Mannings big, like Daniel Jones guys?
Eli, because he's connection
with
to
the Cutliffe or whatever.
Yeah. I agree with you. He's one of those guys who we've seen.
I've seen him play very well.
You've
so
seen his running ability.
Yep.
You've seen his passing ability, and he carves up Washington. But... he's one of those guys who hasn't kicked the turnover gene.
Oh,
now, Kirk Cousins was able to do it for the most part. But usually when guys for 4 seasons are turnover machines, they're not unable to turn it off.
Right.
They're not able to turn it off.
Well, remember his first year, his rookie year? He had a couple really nice games. I remember he played really well against Tampa in Tampa and beat them. Now he threw 12 picks. I'm sure he had some fumbles, but he had 24 touchdowns. And I thought, all right, rookie. He's going to turn the ball over, but 24 touchdowns, pretty nice. He was running the ball that year, too. I think he had 2 or 3 rushing touchdowns, but then he just went downhill.
Right.
He hasn't had more than 11 touchdowns since then.
Longtime backup A.J. McCarron was slated to be the Falcons' number 2 quarterback last year behind Matt Ryan, but then he tore his ACL in the preseason. Now he's hoping to get a chance in 2022. He went on the NFL Network, said he's hoping a team will call him.
Oh, he's a free agent.
He said, you never know what your future holds, what is in this game, so I'm just ready, waiting for a call.
Did he, retire because of injury, or he just wasn't able to play?
He just didn't play last year.
Right.
Hmm.
I don't think anybody's, overwhelmed with what he's done at the pro level, right?
Yeah, he's only started 4 games his NFL career.
He's a really good college quarterback.
He's probably
won a
known
bunch
as much for his...
girlfriend?
Yeah, it was...
I don't know. I think
I think they maybe they got married.
Wasn't Musburger ogling her? Is she the one that Brett Musburger was making a big deal about on one of the broadcasts?
Yes, Catherine Webb.
I think so. Yeah,
it's kind of weird.
She's bald.
Of course she is.
All right, coming up next, our pal Chris Miller is going to join us. He's now the play-by-play voice on NBC Sports Washington. Cover the Wizards. We'll talk about the draft, free
Johnny
agency,
Davis.
And more with Chris Miller next here on the Junkies.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.